first class corn is ground up into grits.
Mm-hmm.
And I cooked some the other morning, and I had a little recipe, and I cooked enough that I could eat up. Not at one meal, but I start my grits off, put a piece of butter in it, and I let it boil about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cut the heat down off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got me a little piece of cheese, and I grated over me a bowl of that grits, and it really was good.
Oh, I met that.
And that's just a self-experience, not a
uh-huh.
recipe, but
uh-huh.
I just try these things out.
Try it out, yeah.
But grits is made out of corn, just like corn meal, like hominy.
Uh-huh, just like hominy. Mm-hmm. Well, what about, I don't know if they grow this around Helena, I know they grow it in East Arkansas, a starchy grain, you know, that people cook a lot of times that, well, that people say they eat it all the time in China. It's white and it's,
That ricey looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Do they grow rice around here?
They grow out about Stud Garden all around out here in the country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard of people around here making their own liquor?
Oh, sure.
Do they?
Yeah, it's common. They have a bootlegger.
Yeah, yeah. What do they call that type of liquor?
Corn whiskey.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Corn whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say they're going to start letting them make their own beer again.
Oh, really?
Homebrew.
Oh.
Yeah, they take corn. The corn will be so high, maybe they won't be able to make it, but they're going to start making corn.
Yeah,
with.
They be so high, I don't know how to. Gosh, that's right. Probably be cheaper to buy it in the store. Now, when you come in, at somebody's kitchen and something's cooking and you say, well, just
what is this?
Uh-huh. And you say, now if you don't know what that particular odor is, you say, well, now I don't know whether I've ever
smelled anything like that before.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, you were telling me about pancakes, you used to call them batter cakes. What would you pour on those to eat over them?
Syrup.
Now,
butter. You fry, take them up,
mm-hmm.
and put a little butter on,
mm-hmm.
and then cook it as many as you think you need.
Mm-hmm.
And have your plate hot, and then go to the table and take your fork and raise your cakes up and pour your syrup all
mm-hmm.
over them, and cut them up. Eat them while they're hot, you'll eat your mouth up.
Well, now, what's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Well, you can take a cup of sugar and make you some pancake syrup right now,
mm-hmm.
and molasses is already made in a fine by the stove. You can make a syrup, you can make any kind of syrup you want.
Mm-hmm.
I have made the brown under caramel syrup before.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now, if you were talking about like maple syrup and it was the real kind, you know, if it was not imitation and it was real, another way of saying, instead of saying it's real, you might say it's genuine
good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, if something like sugar or salt, like wholesale is sold.
Mm-hmm.
You say it's, of course, if you buy it in the store, it's already up, it's in packages, but
yeah.
Like people say that they buy it wholesale
in packages.
Well, like in the old days, you know, when they didn't have it.
No,
you
go buy a nickel with salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
in bulk.
In bulk, yeah.
In bulk.
Yeah, they'd be